This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Voting in Arkansas is on the docket, with four different state laws being challenged in court as to whether or not they are too restrictive of voting rights. One grassroots organization is working to make sure all eligible voters can continue to get access. Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore has the story.
According to data from the Census Bureau, Arkansas had both the lowest percentage of eligible citizens registered to vote, as well as the lowest voter turnout in the 2020 election, which makes the Arkansas state legislature's insistence on making it harder for Arkansans to vote a bit strange. Jenny Hershey is the executive director of 4R People, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization whose mission is to help Arkansans take back ownership of their state. And she says voting has gotten a lot harder since the 2020 election.
Unfortunately, during our most recent legislative session, there were 17 anti-voting or anti-democracy bills that were filed by lawmakers. And out of those 17, 11 actually passed and the governor signed them into law.
As of June 21st, 17 states enacted 28 new laws that restrict access to voting, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. But those laws are not coming from grassroots and local organizations at the state level. A group called Heritage Action for America has pushed what they are calling election integrity laws. Here's Jessica Anderson of Heritage Action for America laying out their plan.
We're working with these state legislators to make sure they have all of the information they need to draft the bills. In some cases, we actually draft them for them, or we have a sentinel on our behalf give them the model legislation. So it has that grassroots, you know, from the bottom up type of vibe.
You heard that correctly. These lobbying groups are drafting bills and handing them to state legislatures, and they are being passed. Hershey says she's concerned that the people drafting these restrictive laws aren't Arkansans, but they are still the ones dictating how elections are run in our state.
And Arkansans don't like that. We don't like to be told what to do by outside groups. And I think, you know, there are just a lot of regular, hardworking Arkansans who may not know that a lot of this legislation is drafted by outside national groups. And I do think that ultimately it comes down to power. I think, you know, if you know, okay, these select populations are going to turn out to vote and we've made it hard for these other populations or communities to vote, then maybe that is, you know, that ensures that we stay in power and that we, you know, have the control that we need to be able to exercise our other legislative agendas.
One misleading anecdote in America is that white people vote exclusively for Republicans, and people of color vote exclusively for Democrats. But Hershey says that's not the case, even in Arkansas.
The Hispanic voting bloc is one that a lot of politicians the parties are vying for. Those people and those, you know, who identify within that community, and they're not a monolith. They vote just like any other, you know, ethnic or racial group would vote. Like, they are all individuals, and every person votes from, you know, his or her own value system and life experiences and what's good for themselves and their families and their communities. And so it's problematic across the board, right? Is the foundation of what we believe here in America. We're a liberalist society. It's, you know, at the fundamental core of what we believe is life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for every American. And that includes, you know, making our voices heard at the ballot box.
For Our People is a grassroots organization that prides itself on being nonpartisan.
We advocate for the rights of every Arkansas voter, regardless of what party affiliation or, you know, political affiliation that voter may have. And we really work hard to make sure that every vote gets counted despite that. And our work in the past has reflected that.
The alleged reasoning behind questioning the security and integrity at the ballot box is the debunked idea that the 2020 election was stolen, or at the very least, there was voter fraud happening. There is no evidence that voter fraud happened on the scale that has been purported, and federal election officials have said repeatedly that the 2020 election was the most secure election in the nation's history. Hershey says it's just an excuse for the legislature to make it harder for Arkansans to vote with these new laws.
The data just doesn't back it up. It doesn't back up that argument that there is widespread voter fraud and that we need, you know, to tighten our election protocols and, you know, hone in on voter and election integrity. And that is how it was called, a package of election integrity bills. And that's just really laughable because, you know, for our electoral process to have integrity, we really should be trying to get as many people who are legally able to vote as possible, because, again, that is part of the pillar of what it means to be an American, of what it means to take ownership of one's own democracy and government.
To vote in Arkansas, it has been the law since 2017 that you need a form of identification to vote in elections. However, if you did not have an ID, like a driver's license, you could sign an affidavit swearing that you are who you say you are, and you would then vote with a provisional ballot. Mandating an ID to vote may sound like a reasonable argument. If you need an ID to do other things like drive a car, or fly in a plane, or buy alcohol, then what's the big deal about requiring an ID to vote?
That's a really great question. And my response to that is that driving a car and doing all, you know, flying on an airplane, other, you know, types of transportation or activities one might have as an American, those are not guaranteed rights.
In fact, there are plenty of Arkansans who have valid reasons to not have a driver's license.
You know, there are plenty of Arkansans who might live in urban areas who have no need for a car. There are plenty of people, you know, of a certain age, well-seasoned Arkansans who have spent their lives working hard, who had driver's licenses and then eventually, you know, let those licenses expire because they are older and not able to drive safely anymore. So the problem with that argument is that it's not guaranteed within our democracy and within our constitution that people are able to drive a car or to, you know, do X, Y, and Z, purchase alcohol. Those are just, you know, cultural functions of our society. They're not at the foundation of what our country was built upon.
Not having a driver's license shouldn't revoke your constitutional right to vote in an election. While many voters may only think of the elections that happen every 4 years when a presidential race is on the ballot, Hershey points out that there are many elections that happen on the local level and are very close and meaningful races.
Whether or not you're Republican or Democrat as a legislator or even an independent, there are people in your district, in your House district or your Senate district, who might not be registered to vote, who could be your vote that you need to win. A lot of our elections in Arkansas, especially at the local level, whether it's municipal or county level, they are determined by a handful of voters. So your vote as an Arkansan really can make an impact on an election. You know, there was a campaign in Springdale a couple of years ago for state house that was determined, you know, by 20-something votes. There was another state house race in Central Arkansas during 2020 that was determined by 16 votes. Everybody knows 16 people that they can, you know, ask if they've made a vote plan and if they decided to vote early, or, you know, that's just a really tangible thing that we can wrap our minds around. It's not these huge numbers that these local races are winning by. It's slim. So, you know, getting out and getting registered and actually showing up to vote can really make a difference in your community, you know, and things like the budget for your school district, you know, who's on your local school board. It can make a difference for pensions for your fire departments and your police departments, you know, based on who you elect as a mayor.
There has been a lawsuit filed by the League of Women Voters of Arkansas and Arkansas United against the state of Arkansas regarding these restrictive voter laws. Earlier this week, Arkansas Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Leslie Rutledge wrote a statement urging the judge to dismiss the lawsuits, claiming there is no evidence that new laws will harm voters. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Matthew Moore.